It is time to bring in Mike Cossey. We say good morning. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you?
I'm good.
All right, before we get to the racing, you know, this thing with the Miami, with the Marlins, they're now up to 19 COVID-19 cases on between training staff and the club. The Yankees had to postpone their games against Philadelphia because the Marlins were in the locker room before that. You know, this is going to probably pop up a couple of times during the season. And what makes this so stupid with the season, it's only a 60-game season as it is. You know?
Yeah, and it's funny because what team is the one that tested positive?
The Marlins.
Supposedly. And what state had all those fake positives?
Yeah. Well, they didn't have all those fake positives. They had a lot of fake positives.
For a
positives.
While there, everybody that went to take a test was 100% positive.
Yeah. Well, but anyway, still.
I got a good story to tell you, too.
But how can you have the season? I really don't know, because this is going to crop up a couple of different times. And how can you lose that? How can a team lose that many games in a 60-game season?
They're not losing games. They just postponed. They didn't forfeit.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Where are they going to put them in?
Doubleheaders.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think this is crazy. Anyways, what's on your mind?
Well, going back to the same story, a friend of mine has a friend that owns a bar in Philadelphia, and it took him a month to get a test set up to see if he has COVID because he owns a bar. He wanted to get himself tested. So he went to get his test. And he had to wait 2 hours past the time that he was scheduled to get his test, so he just left. 3 days later, he got a letter in the mail that he's positive.
Yeah, well, no, listen, the testing, the way testing has been set up in this country, it's been crazy. You get false positive, you get false negatives.
I didn't even get a test.
Yeah, I know.
And he was positive.
Well, was he positive he was positive?
He's positive he ain't sick, but according to whoever took the test, telling him he is, and I've heard that story several times already for other people. A friend of mine's son plays baseball in Somerset, tested positive, couldn't play. 2 weeks, he had to be locked up. The next day, he went out and got another test. He tested negative.
Anyway, it's crazy. It's crazy. See the story about Aaron Rodgers? This shows we're all human. Aaron Rodgers said he started drinking tequila after learning the Packers were drafting a quarterback. He said, once I got the text, I went to the pantry, poured myself about four fingers, and I knew it was going to be one of those nights when people were going to start calling and bugging me.
That's when you get the phone and you just put it in a toilet bowl. That's when nobody could bother you.
Or you shut it. That's exactly right. Just shut it off because, you know what? I don't want to answer any questions now.
Nope.
So anyway, all right. So
what's going on with hockey? They started playoffs, so they having qualifying rounds or something? I was flipping around last night, and there was actually a live hockey game on.
I'm not sure because I wanted to watch hockey, and I couldn't find any. Now I couldn't find any last night.
I saw the Maple Leafs were playing the Canadiens, and tonight the Islanders are supposed to be playing the Rangers. I don't know if it's the real playoffs or. I just checked, and they said it's qualifying round, so I don't know what the heck it is.
And I heard I heard the same thing, that it indicated to me that the first couple of games they were going to play were not playoff games. They were like spring training games or something like that. It's all confused. It's just so crazy.
Ridiculous.
They should just put it in. And just wrap it up. You know, that's all I can say.
Look for some more fireworks with the Dodgers and the Astros playing each other tonight.
Okay.
The Dodgers took it upon themselves to throw behind Correa's head again yesterday. So you can expect a Donnybrook like you're seeing in Portland on a baseball field tonight because the Astros are not going to take it. If you're going to throw at these guys and put their lives at stake when you're throwing 98-mile-an-hour missiles at them, they're going to retaliate, and rightfully so. So I hope that game's on again tonight because I'll watch that just to see what the Astros do to the Dodgers tonight.
It was fun watching Major League Baseball Network again last night, going back and forth between the games. I did enjoy that. Here's the – okay, right now the NHL's in an exhibition season, The Stanley Cup quarterfinals will begin on August 1st.
So that's Saturday.
Yeah.
So I guess everybody, their exhibition season's one game.
It's just all just crazy, Mike. It's just all just
it
crazy.
It is. Just start the season like you always do in October.
It's just all crazy. It's just
going to play this fake playoff that nobody's going to have an interest in it. Who's going to care?
Yeah,
just start your season in October like you would have.
It's just nuts. It's just nuts. All right. So now Saratoga is racing today, right?
Yeah, the second half of our exacta got scratched at the gate Saturday, Lexingtonian. I don't know what happened there. I still can't figure it out, can't find out any information. It was only a five-horse race. The two-horse broke through the gate. And usually when a horse breaks through the gate, that might be the one that gets scratched. They scratched the one. Don't know why. But that knocked us right out of our exacta. The four horse did win the race, but he only paid $2.80, which isn't even worth mentioning. But no exacta play for us Saturday at Saratoga. Today we'll go to the eighth race. It's a mile and an eighth race for State Bred, 64,000 allowance race. Nine horses line up here. To me, one horse stands out. That's the eight horse, Danny California. This horse has run the mile and an eighth distance four times with two wins in a second, and depending on the track you're out, sometimes that mile and an eighth distance is one turn like at Belmont, but he has run it three times going two turns, twice at Aqueduct, one at Saratoga, and going the two turns, he's won at Aqueduct and Saratoga. Like I said, to me, this horse stands up above the field today. He gets the red-hot Rosario to ride. So in the eighth race, it just happens to be the eighth horse. Danny California is the play for today.
All right. Is it a pretty good weekend for racing this weekend?
I don't know, because Saratoga, traditionally, this would have been the Whitney weekend. I don't know if it is or it isn't, because I know they moved the Travers up. I don't know what it is, because I don't have the stakes schedule for it, but there will be stakes at Saratoga this weekend because they switched everything around. They have at least one stake there. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So there will be, and I think I can get some pre-entries. What day is it? I thought yesterday was Wednesday, but today is Wednesday. I should see the pre-entry, so I'll have an idea of what Saturday looks like later today.
See, it's just that's the whole thing about, you know, we're all confused enough as it is, but now that's starting baseball, 60 game, then pausing, and then hockey, doing a little exhibition, and it's all just confused and screwy. Let's just move on.
That's why I just watched the Northwoods League every night. It's college kids playing. It's normalcy. There's 700-800 people in the stands. You hear people. You see people. I watch that every night. I don't even watch Major League Baseball. I watched the Dodgers and Astros last night because I thought something screwy would happen, which it did. But other than that, I don't watch much Major League Baseball either. I watch the kids play, where at least they're trying to accomplish something on the normalcy.
Well, from 6 to 8 o'clock last night, I did put on the Major League Baseball Network because I like those guys.
Yeah, they're good. It's a good show.
And you get a chance to see a little bit of every team, not just the same teams in the same markets. That's the nice thing about it.
Well, I could tell you one thing that's certain. The Red Sox are terrible.
It's a lost season. It's a lost season. It's a lost season to begin with, but it's even a more lost season than that. Yeah, unless something really weird happens, their pitching is terrible. Yeah,
they're awful,
and they lost their main hitter too.
Well, they traded him away.
Yeah,
for nothing. Good thing there isn't people in the stands. They'd be booing like crazy.
Okay. All right, I'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys. Stay cool.
Mike Cosby with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.